This is Trump reposting memes he sees from his fans on Truth Social. This one is showing his political opponents in jumpsuits. There's another one in which he talks about military tribunals, locking up members of the January 6th committee. There are several that use QAnon propaganda about the storm coming and the, you know, where we go one, we go all acronym that some people have become familiar with. It is so strikingly different from the content that Trump's campaign is posting.
Folks, the amount of information that is flowing through the airwaves, putting the enemy out for all to see, is astounding. We're going to see how this is playing out as Q is under attack again all over the mainstream media. I always say, isn't it interesting that they're allowed to talk about Q in a negative way? They're allowed to. They don't get taken down off of YouTube and all that, the mainstream media, but we get taken down if we do positive stuff or share anything from that board. Anyway, President Trump continues his interview whirlwind in town halls while Kamala records her interviews. Boy, still looking like a fool and could be a plot maybe to switch the batter, huh? We have a lot to cover. Here we go.
I've always been sort of angry. You know, we talk about Secret Service. He always made it very tough for us to have the proper number of Secret Service people. And I don't know whose fault it is, but I will tell you, I'd have these massive rallies with 50, 60,000 people or more. And our people were always fighting to get more security, more Secret Service. And he knew that we didn't have enough. And he'd have a rally of three or four people. I mean, nobody would go. If he had a rally, if he got 20 people, it was a lot. Nobody would go. They'd stand on a road and that look for people to try and be there, like he had somebody behind him. And yet he had a massive contingent of Secret Service. And I know that they wanted to have his people come over to these big rallies that I was having. And I know that it was a very tough situation. So, you know, when this happened, people would ask, whose fault is it? I think to a certain extent, it's Biden's fault and Harris's fault. And I'm the opponent. Look, they were weaponizing government against me. They brought in the whole DOJ to try and get me. They weren't too interested in my health and safety. I would be if I were in their position, but they weren't very interested. But they were always making it, from what I understood, and I could feel it, they were making it very difficult to have proper staffing in terms of Secret Service.
I'm not saying that they wanted you to get shot, but do you think it was okay with them if you did?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of hatred. I don't know why. I had a great presidency. We had the best economy we've ever had. We had job numbers that were unbelievable.
Yes. All of this with the interviews. He's been sitting down one after another. Almost looks like it's in the same location with each person. But Patriots Are Control showed us this. Is it just me, or does it feel like Trump's hinting that he knows the Biden administration was responsible for the assassination attempt? He laid out some of the supporting evidence. Biden made it tough for Trump to have the proper number of Secret Service. Biden knew they didn't have enough security. Trump says they were weaponizing government against him. He says they weren't interested in his health and safety. He says he doesn't know whether or not they would have been okay with him getting shot. It's probably about as close as Trump will ever get to publicly saying it was an inside job. Remember, we've got these mugs available now. Kickoff Fall with an exclusive Fight for America mug. We've got the shirts also, Fight for America. It's shop.amweknow.com with President Trump. Fight for America with his fist in the air, American flag in the background. you guys want to check those out, we've got them for you. And so, of course, there was a massive rally. I'd say a rally, but it's supposed to be a town hall meeting with Tulsi Gabbard, right? Introducing President Trump for a massive town hall at the La Crosse Center in beautiful Wisconsin. You could see the number of people showing up just for a simple town hall meeting, right? We used to run these when I was public affairs for several colonels, generals, and stuff in different military bases. And they'd only show up. There were some huge issues going on at the time in the community. It always used to really revolve around the schools and the support of the children. Man, people really get involved when you happen to deal with children in the community. And we noticed that big time in my time in the Marine Corps, trying to help get these town halls put together, make sure that they're running properly, make sure we have the Q&As done right. And used to do that for the school systems too. Very interesting to see just the number of people that show up for President Trump. Amazing song. And Lee Greenwood, of course, Tulsi Gabbard said she loved that song at the end of that. I encourage you guys to go watch that entire town hall. It's available for many to watch. It was very, very encouraging. I remember playing this song on the cruise that we had recently. It was the final song played before we closed out the entire week. What a wonderful week with many. We're thinking about doing it again next year, possibly. We'll let you know. We're praying about it right now. Just pray for us as we move forward with that. So President Trump says Tim Walz is a weird dude at the town hall.
You get a lot of those questions from Minnesota. But you get a lot of those questions because Minnesota, I mean, they picked this guy. He is weird. Huh? He's weird. I'm not weird. He's weird.
How about that?
No, he's a weird guy, weird dude. You know, see, they come up with sound bites. They always have sound bites. And one of the things is that JD and I are weird. That guy is so straight. JD is so, he's doing a great job, smart, top student, great guy. And he's not weird, and I'm not weird. I mean, we're a lot of things. We're not weird, I will tell you. But that guy is weird, don't you think? He has it at a level that nobody can believe. A bill that every boy's bathroom will have tampons.
Okay.
Hence his name, Tampon Tim.
Tampon Tim. He just had to do it. He had to get that out there for everybody to hear. Of course, these guys are sick, and they deserve to be called the names they're called because they are causing all kinds of problems for many, especially those that were taken down, 13 that we lost. President Trump stood in the gap when Biden and Kamala wouldn't do it. Kamala Harris got a bunch of Americans killed in Afghanistan, droned an aid worker and his family to distract from the debacle, lied about it, tried to blame Trump for it, and is now attacking Trump for mourning with the families of the people she got killed. Evil doesn't begin to describe Harris and the Democrat media running her campaign. Those folks that invited President Trump said they'd like to express their heartfelt thanks and appreciation to President Trump for his presence at the recent Section 60 gathering, honoring our children and their fallen brothers and sisters on the 3-year anniversary of the Abbey Gate bombing. The president and his team conducted themselves with nothing but the utmost respect and dignity for all of our service members, especially our beloved children. We had given our approval for President Trump's official videographer and photographer to attend the event, ensuring these sacred moments of remembrance were respectfully captured and so we can cherish these memories forever. We're deeply, deeply grateful to the president for taking the time to honor our children and for standing alongside us in our grief. And they signed it with their gratitude. And of course, here on mainstream media, They should be ashamed, NBC, asking Gold Star mom Kelly Hoover if it was appropriate for Trump to visit Arlington National Cemetery.
Barnett invited the former president to Arlington. Her son, Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, died at Abbey Gate.
What would you say to people who may be pro-Trump, anti-Trump, whatever their politics might be, who just feel like that's not a place for politicians or for politics?
I would have to say, are you in my shoes? I invited him. My son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration.
How dare they? That's how sick. How can this guy even face his family going home at night? How can he look at folks in the eyes and think that it's not okay to have President Trump show up at the Arlington National Cemetery? What vile and hatred would have to come from his body? How many demons are inside of his brain causing him to have mental dysfunction? Sickening. These are the folks that are difficult to talk to. They're the ones that really get me pumped up and heated, and that they're the ones that were reminded, remember from RFK Jr. the other day, ask them questions to get them to think about what they're doing. They're sick. He's getting paid an awful lot of money. He's probably CIA to do nothing but cause problems for President Trump and those that support him, and it's sickening. She provided a great answer. Way to go, Kelly Hoover. Interview, 18 minutes with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Recorded. They couldn't do it live. They had to record it, edit the entire thing so that it somewhat sounded good, although it was pitiful, and I'm going to play clips from that. Didn't go well at all. They're not going to even release the transcript so that we could see word for word what was going on. They aired the short version. CNN may run an inspiration video about Kamala and Tim Walz. That way, it'll fill the time that they couldn't add in because it was so despicable. So Trump, you know, he had his last four interviews, 57 minutes with Dr. Phil, 57 minutes with Theo Vaughn, 2 hours and 3 minutes with Elon Musk, 1 hour and 11 minutes with Sean Ryan. Kamala's first interview in 40 days as a Democrat nominee, 18 minutes edited, no transcript, and with a chaperone, Tim Walz. And they had a month to prepare, just to let you know. Almost kind of reminds me of when Biden was, right, he was living in the basement, not doing anything, knowing they're going to steal the election and win. They just don't care. Their whole agenda is nothing but stealing the election. They're not out there to impress people because they don't give a flip. All they think about is how they're going to steal the next election. You try to have this discussion with liberals or people that can't stand President Trump or have been brainwashed in universities or brainwashed in their liberal communities, go ahead and try to debate them on this. They defend them no matter what.
Generally speaking, how should voters look at some of the changes that you've made, that you've explained some of here in your policy? Is it because you have more experience now and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary? And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter, to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. We did that with the Inflation Reduction Act. We have set goals for the United States of America and by extension the globe around when we should meet certain standards for reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, as an example. That value has not changed.
Did you guys get that? She has no idea what she's doing. At all. No clue. And just going to play a few more clips for you so you can enjoy yourself. Here we go. Kamala, we have to get a deal done.
Israel has a right to defend itself. We would. And how it does so matters. far too many innocent Palestinians have been killed. And we have got to get a deal done. We were in Doha. Mm-hmm. We have to get a deal done. This war must end.
In the meantime,
and we must get a deal that is about getting the hostages out.
Does she realize she's been the Vice President of the United States for the entire duration of the war? No. You know, they had to cut 27 of the 45-minute interview. 27 minutes had to be cut. They only aired 18 minutes. I'm only giving you small clips. And she's so lost. Any of you, most of you out there, we could coach a high school student on how to do an interview with Communist News Network. They could get through this with some pretty simple answers that actually make sense. Who preps these folks? And again, a reminder, are they making this as miserable as possible for the liberals so they beg to bring in somebody else? Who knows? The speculation is always out there, huh? Makes you wonder. It makes you want to take things to make you feel better. That's for sure. That's what we got this for you. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements he gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking 4 capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today. Folks, somebody put together a fun commercial about this interview with Kamala and Waltz. They put faces, superimposed their face onto some actors. I need a laugh going into the weekend, don't you? Here we go.
Ready for your interview.
Actually, we'll be interviewing as a team.
We want to tell you the stuff we're not good at.
Our weaknesses.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is this gentleman sitting behind you?
Hello, Ms. Lady.
I'm Tim. I'm what you might call a workhorse.
I need to have someone go up and down with me in the elevator.
I have a weakness for sweets.
Slow learners? We're not particularly good listeners.
We're also slow learners.
Okay, first of all...
Wait, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I can
shut for 1 second.
You can shut your mouth.
I'm speaking.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what this movie is. Not a big fan of one of the guys there who's a Satanist. But I'm glad they superimposed the faces on them to show us just a little humor with Kamala and Waltz as we continue to go down this road of how they botched up this entire interview for the world to see.
Vice President Harris, you were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have served with President Biden for almost 4 years now, and I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest honors of my career, truly. He cares so deeply about the American people. He is so smart and loyal to the American people. And I have spent hours upon hours with him, be it in the Oval Office or the Situation Room. He has the intelligence, the commitment, and the judgment and disposition that I think the American people rightly deserve in their president.
Oh, is she talking about Biden? I got confused. It sounded like she was talking about President Trump, because she's been taking notes from President Trump recently. Yeah, Kamala bragging about capping the cost of insulin. Where'd she get that from?
Well, cap cost is just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free. So for everybody that's getting ripped off and paying tremendous prices, senior citizens, is a tremendous saving.
It is President Biden and I that took on Big Pharma and finally capped the cost of insulin for our seniors at $35 a month. But Donald Trump and his running mate intend to get rid of our $35 cap on insulin.
Ah, yeah. They don't realize that we get copies of all these videos. Show that to your liberal friends. See what they say. Trump's bad. That's all they say. Trump's terrible. Trump did something bad to a woman 20 years ago, and he was caught. Trump says mean things to people and hurts their feelings. Right? We need a leader who will stand up to the enemy. We don't need a pastor. We need a leader. Somebody who's going to tell us what's going on, tell the truth, call the enemy out for who the enemy is. And people would say, well, that's just not Christian-like. And I'm going to say this again. I don't know why I'm doing this now, but I'm going to keep going with what my thoughts are on this particular point. Okay? How many times did Jesus Christ look at the Pharisees and Sadducees, the teachers of the law and the prophets, and he looked at them and he called them brood of vipers? Your father is Satan. He's the father of lies, the father from the beginning. How many times did he flip tables, create a whip, and start whipping folks? Who taught people in the buildings with crosses on them? Who taught them that we need a soft, simple, wonderful, just loving Jesus? Do you know what real love is? Many of us know, as parents and grandparents now especially, and I'm going through that right now with some decisions we're having to make. Very tough love. It's to help people continue to grow. Tell them the truth so they can run and find out why they hurt so bad, and they go back and make corrections. That's what Jesus did. All right, anyway, President Trump, I look so forward to debating Comrade Kamala Harris and exposing her for the fraud she is. Harris has changed every one of her long-held positions on everything. America will never allow an election weaponizing Marxists to be president of the United States. Let's see what somebody said about Kamala.
I think the two biggest issues coming out of Biden for her are the economic policies, which she clearly wants to embrace, but also the immigration policies. Dana asked her if she had anything to say about what they did for 3.5 years leading up until the back and forth this year. Completely sidestepped it, did not answer it. She goes back to her time as attorney general. But again, absolutely nothing, no responsibility, no reflection at all on the day one executive actions or anything else they did for 3.5 years or anything she said in her previous campaign, which was to have the most permissive immigration structure. She's trying to skip a block of time at the debate. Trump cannot allow it.
That's right. So there's no reflection at all in the way. Day one of executive actions is Scott Jennings telling the truth on the Communist News Network. I'm surprised they're not cutting his microphone off. I'm surprised they keep inviting him back. So, of course, President Trump, in talking about Kamala and her terrible performance and more, he lets her know. What do you think?
This election day, you must tell Comrade Kamala, Comrade, you're doing a horrible job. You've been a terrible vice president, a horrible, horrible border czar. You're not a border czar. You're a border patsy. You were played by every country in the world.
The worst job we've ever seen, probably the worst vice president we've ever had. He certainly was the worst president. Comrade Kamala, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Kamala. You're fired. I mean, remember these things she brings up in her interview. I'm going to ban fracking.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020.
Oh, she doesn't want to ban it.
That I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
In 2019, I believe, in a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign?
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word.
She has lost her mind. She dropped out of the presidential race in 2019, just by the way. My goodness, what are we watching? These people are losing their mind. They're crazy. President Trump even had a chance with another interview. And he's wondering, why didn't she go live with this thing? It's so good.
First thing I want to do is say, why isn't it live? It's not a live interview. It's an interview that's going to be taped and then edited and then put out. So that's not even an interview. Then she's doing it with her vice president sitting there. So she's not very smart. When they ask her a question that she can't answer, she'll just look at him. You answer it. I can't imagine. Everyone's waiting for her to do an interview because she's been a very big failure on interviews before, as you know, a tremendous failure. And she brings in the vice president, who, by the way, isn't so good himself. He's been a disaster, this guy. He has been a disaster. His state is in a state of shock from his governorship. He's been a horrible governor. You look at employment numbers, you look at the people that are leaving, you look at all of the problems. Minneapolis is a burned down. They never built it back. It was terrible. He's been a terrible governor. It was a crazy pick. But he's sitting with her to help her out.
So
this is not the kind of a person we need as president.
That is so true. You know, he's doing this off the cuff. It's not being edited. He just goes live and he just talks. He's a leader. So let's see what she has to say about the border wall.
President for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
And she's talking about the border. It's really bad. CNN presents press Kamala Harris why she has done nothing for the border for 3.5 years.
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%.
President.
She has no idea what she's talking about. We had to recover as an economy. Really? You guys couldn't send the $9 billion for the wall to be built, but you could send billions. Was it $250 billion to Ukraine? Where a lot of that money goes to the special interest groups, it goes to the military-industrial complex in the United States to fill all their pockets up so they can continue to build war machines. But oh no, we couldn't afford to build a border wall. We had issues in our economy. Well, if you had issues in your economy, why are you sending money all over the place? Oh my goodness. Let's see, what else about Kamala did they do to lie to us? Oh, they had to bust the people in from up to 4 hours away to get them to her rally in Savannah, Georgia.
Since 1992, since a presidential candidate came to Savannah, which was Bill Clinton in the hostess city. Now, at the End Market Arena itself, lines stretched around the venue, as I was just telling you, and people started getting here as early this morning for the vice president. But for those a little further away from the hostess city, shuttles to the rally contained a lot of excitement.
I was in Atlanta and I heard that the vice president was going to be in Savannah, so I decided to just kind of beeline over here and check it out.
It is
just beeline over here, you know, 4 hours and 19 minutes. Just beeline over here. Let's see. When she does give a speech in front of everybody, how does it sound?
He even called for termination of the United States Supreme the supreme land of our nation, the United States Constitution.
Kamala Harris just glitched in front of everyone. She said even called for the termination of the United States Supreme, the supreme land of our nation. Does the Joe Biden disease infect her too? Oh, my goodness. Let's go a little bit further, shall we? Auto workers overwhelmingly support President Trump. Check this out.
Thank you, Mr. President. And the last time you called me up on stage in Grand Rapids, it was the first rally that you'd held since the assassination attempt. And I honestly, I was speechless. But tonight, I want to say a couple things real briefly. I represent the Auto Workers for Trump organization, which was a Facebook group. I started that group. Thank you. There's some auto workers here, I'm sure. Lansing got a lot of them. But unfortunately, a lot of them have lost their jobs. Listen, Chrysler and General Motors have already gone bankrupt once. But if we allow electric vehicle mandates to be put on this industry by the federal government, they're going out of business again. We got to fight against that. And this guy standing right here is the only person who will do it. We cannot allow the federal government to put mandates on the auto industry to build electric vehicles when the consumers do not want them. So I'm asking everybody, I'm asking auto workers, and I'm asking everybody that supplies the auto industry, get 10 or 15 of your friends, make sure they get out and vote. Our very survival depends on it, and we can't allow it to happen. So vote Trump and J.D. Vance, and we'll turn this country around. He's done it once. Unfortunately, he's going to have to go back and do it again.
Amen. You preach it, brother. That's how you do it right there, getting the truth out. Folks, we're working hard to get the truth out here with AmWeKnow.com. You guys know we have this amazing website that's been worked on and worked on for many years. We've got it tweaked to support you on your phone, on your devices as you're watching. Just go to AndWeKnow.com anytime, and you'll get all of our latest videos if you're looking at that here. You'll notice that we have fellowship members. You can join that. The AWK merch is there for you to see. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Put your name and email there. Hit submit, and you'll start receiving updates from us whenever we send stuff out. Follow our podcast if you want to just listen in. You don't have time. You're driving your car and you want to listen. There you go. Latest interviews, they're all there for you. We also have our partners. If you say, you know what, I watched one of those videos, I can't remember how to find Dr. Shockley. Well, there she is. Just go to AmWeKnow.com, scroll to the bottom. You got LT Pet Club 247, Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Parker Pastures, EMF Protection, and so much more. It's amazing to watch. And if you go to contact, you click on it like I just did, you'll go to contact us, put your name, email in, and there's that send a photo button right there. See it? Send a photo, send a note to LT, all kinds of ways to reach out to us. You'll be absolutely amazed. And also, if you head on over to our site here, you'll notice that we have the shop.amweknow.com. You can get all of our mugs, our shirts, everything that you need available there. Sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. So many things going on for you to help you out. And especially when you're out and about and you're wearing that shirt and folks come up to you and say, hey, I watched that show also. And before you know it, you've got a new friend. You're going to connect with them, have great conversations, and it'll change your life forever. So here's more great pictures of patriots wearing a gear.
Can call me crazy, y'all can call me delusional, y'all can call me psychotic, I do not care. But at this point in the presidential election, Donald Trump is literally creating the political Avengers, and I am here for it, okay? When I tell y'all the recent endorsements that he have gotten from RFK as well as Tulsi Gabbard is literally going to be the end game for the Democrats themselves, okay? I do not care what Barack Obama had to say on that stage. I don't care what Michelle Obama had to say on that stage, baby. I don't even care what Oprah Winfrey had to say on that stage. They still have not given us any policies. The only thing that they keep giving us is bad mouthing and bad talking Trump. They literally said that man's name over 500 times throughout the whole DNC, and we still have not gotten not one policy. And keep in mind, the policies that we did get from her literally originated from Trump, okay? At first, she wanted to tax tips. Now she don't. At first she was against the wall. Now she's not. At this point, y'all, it's time to open y'all eyes. It's time to like really pay attention to what's going on. To all my MAGA fans, to all my MAGA family, please make sure y'all turn up and turn out at this election polls in November, because if it's too big, then it cannot be rigged and we will not have the same outcome that we had in 2020. Let's go, MAGA family.
Amen. Way to go, Michelle Monique underscore one, letting folks know using her phone what she thinks. That's how it works. We get out there, we take the gifts that we have, we take our phone, we hit record, you post it out, and you say, folks, it's about time we start doing things. And it makes a big difference. So if you look at all of the players that are coming together now with President Trump, getting closer and closer to the election, right? JFK Jr. people, they're starting to learn the truth about MAGA folks. It's beautiful. So wait till you see Shanahan. As you know, she was with, you know, running for the VP with RFK Jr. She's noticed a big change since that coming on over, and she's letting folks know.
You know, the best part of joining forces with Trump has been seeing MAGA, which I'm learning so much about. I was completely misinformed about what MAGA is. I don't know if you've taken any deep dives into MAGA world, but I was just under the impression that they were gun-toting radicals who wanted to come to my doorstep and rip my liberal family out of my house and enslave, I don't know, do horrible things to liberals. And that's how MAGA has been sold to a huge portion of America by the mainstream media. And I have to say that what I have learned about MAGA is that they're actually their own party. They're their own grassroots organization that chose Donald Trump. They have so much power in deciding where to point their energy and support. And there are really, really smart, thoughtful, intellectual people within MAGA. I've received beautifully written notes from MAGA supporters. And they were, you know, our base didn't know how to engage with MAGA. Our base was not, you know, MAGA oriented in the sense of even knowing who and what MAGA was and what their infrastructure was. In many ways, it's an online viral movement. And right. So the coming together of, and they gave us the name MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. Have you seen?
Yes, I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we didn't come up with that. We're getting hats made. But the coming together of these two groups over the last week hasn't even been a full week yet. But watching that happen has been really glorious, because that was always the vision of this unity movement, this desire to heal the divide. And even though these are just two pockets, within a much larger group of the American demographic, they're two very powerful pockets. And to find common ground has been one of the most motivating, optimistic things I've seen in recent political time.
That was phenomenal. That's one that we should share over and over again with our friends. Do you notice when she's talking, she's got a glow about her, she's smiling, it's as if she was entering this world, she was a little bit nervous, she had all these thoughts because she was lied to by the mainstream media, by all of the liberal folks that she associates with and runs with on the Democrat side, probably. And she's in shock. Wait a minute. These folks are amazing. They're not at all what I was told. Man, it was just all these lies. And look at her smile. I mean, folks, she's filled with joy. She said the word glorious, as a matter of fact. Glorious. Happens to be a wonderful term that's almost biblical, huh? So is Trump and the RFK the duo America needs?
That clip is interesting. They validated exactly what it was he was describing, which was a fake world that's presented over our screens by these mega monolith corporations that decide what we get to know and when we get to know it. And then to have CNN cut away, not able to engage in their usual level of stagecraft because they don't know what he's going to say is incredible. I was very interested in the way he navigated the idea. This was not a simple endorsement of Trump. This was an endorsement of retaking the White House and using that position to restore the Republic to its proper course.
Does this cause a guy like you to be open to the idea of voting for Trump versus Kamala?
Oh, absolutely. Let me just be perfectly clear about this. I think the modern Democratic Party is an existential threat to the Republic. And although I am a Democrat, I've been a Democrat my whole life, the party that I see in front of me today is literally the inverse of the party I signed up for. This is now the party of war. This is the party of racism. This is the party of censorship. I don't recognize this party. There is no conceivable scenario in which I would vote for Kamala Harris. I just simply will not do it. Am I open to voting for Trump? I am. I'm especially open to it if he is partnered with Bobby Kennedy, because what that tells me is that my values, which are a much closer match for Bobby's, are represented in that administration. And that's really what I want. I want a coalition to redefine American politics, because frankly, we have a long-standing problem with corruption, which has now turned into something else.
That's right. Folks are starting to wake up and realize, man, on these big podcasts like PVD, to have this information reach the masses, it's getting embedded into their brains day in and day out. You know, young RFK Jr., he discussed a potential future in politics. He knew that there was an assassination risk that came with this.
You think your father's career will ultimately have an influence on where you go?
Well, like I said before, I think, you know, that really we've been raised the way we've been raised, and I think the way that most of my family thinks is that his goals and a lot of his ideals are really worth pursuing. And that's what my mother's been working on.
Even at the risk of the tragic events of your father and your uncle?
Well, I didn't necessarily say I was going to go into politics. I mean, so I think I've got a lot of thinking to do about what.
I would think so. You'd have to think twice about that, wouldn't you? Does it frighten you at all?
Well, I think that's an occupational hazard at this point, you know. I think there's so much that you can do through politics or through some kind of public service.
40 years later, here we are. It kind of makes me wonder, you know, when I watch these interviews, I always wonder what they do to these families, and especially when they're young. And I'm watching this guy do the interview, and he just keeps rubbing his ear over and over and over again. And I'm just wondering if that's a signal to RFK Jr. to let him know, you know, some risks involved, aren't there? Almost letting him know with that ear rub. You realize that by stating all this, if you run for office, they're going to take you out. That's the way I look at those ear rubs. You see that? It's just me. What do you guys think? Let us know below the video your comments on some of this. I'm going to play a video that RFK Jr. put out, their team, to everyone. I'm also going to show you the attacks on Q. Those are coming up because they said President Trump is posting all that. And I've got some more on RFK later on about health and more. Before we get there, I just wanted to show you again an amazing another clip from Hunter's Blend Coffee. I just love these guys, and I love their stance for our country. And it's just amazing, these small clips. And we put them in the description box below if you want to follow them on YouTube.
Well, Samuel Adams not only was a famous brewer, but obviously one of the founders of our country. And turns out he was a visionary. He wrote things well over 200 years ago that were really applicable for today. If ever time should come, he wrote, when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats of government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. It is in the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice, for they, meaning the tyrants, cannot live in any country where virtue and knowledge prevail. The religion and public liberty of a people are intimately connected. Their interests are interwoven. They cannot subsist separately, and therefore, they rise and fall together. And for this reason, it's always observable that those who are combined to destroy the people's liberty practice every art to poison their morals. Liberty will not long survive the total extinction of morals. And then in another speech about the Declaration of Independence, he wrote, "We've proclaimed to the world our determination to die free men rather than slaves. We've appealed to heaven for the cause of our justice, and in heaven we've placed our trust." And we can look at things going on around us and see that this is pretty much what he wrote about. You know, but the good news is at the end of that speech where he said, "We've appealed to heaven for the cause of our justice, and in heaven we've placed our trust." And you know, that appeal to heaven worked for them then, and it's working for us now. Welcome to the Great Awakening.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that you're morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, "It's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today."
Are you or your loved ones suffering from illnesses such as TDS, also known as Trump Derangement Syndrome? Do you dismiss or deny the current issues facing our country, such as historic inflation, illegal immigration, corporate corruption, World War III escalations, and the chronic disease epidemic? Are you willing to elect someone who was the least popular vice president in modern history and who offers no policy or vision for America simply because your brain keeps telling you anyone but Trump? If so, you might be struggling from TDS. Introducing Independence. Independence allows you the freedom to finally think independently once again. Instead of believing everything you hear from the mainstream media, Independence allows for constructive critical thinking.
I used to hear people on the news say things like,
"Donald Trump and the movement he has encouraged are a threat to democracy."
And I instantly believed it. With Independence, I now realize the media is run by the Democrat elite, who are a corrupt oligarchy that censors free speech, silences political opponents, supports forever wars, and abandons democracy by anointing its candidates.
Independence may not be for everyone. If you enjoy being lied to about your president's cognitive abilities, support Orwellian totalitarianism, or are excited about communist fiscal policy, Independence may not be right for you. Common side effects of Independence may include an awakening of rational thought, successfully identifying propaganda, freedom of choice, loss of hatred, anti-narcissistic behavior, and love of democracy.
I used to blindly hate whoever my party was running against. I didn't care about facts or policy because I was hopelessly indoctrinated. With Independence, I'm much more interested in policies that uphold democracy, and I truly care about the health of our country and its citizens.
Ask your doctor if Independence is right for you, and enjoy your freedoms once again.
That's a brilliant production. Way to go, RFK Jr. campaign, putting all of this out. It's absolutely amazing. They even put the this little vote sticker, "I voted today." Wondered who you're voting for, but I tell you what, behind the scenes, the rhino sellout Mitch McConnell moves to torpedo election integrity efforts by blocking SAVE Act, an upcoming spending bill, and open door to illegals voting in U.S. elections. It's from the Gateway Pundit. Oh, yeah, they're just always up to something strange on the election side. And I saw this clip from President Trump on the interview with Dr. Phil. Check out what he says here.
If Jesus came down and was the vote counter, I would win California, okay? In other words, if we had an honest vote counter, a really honest vote counter, I'd do great with the Hispanics, great. I mean, at a level that no Republican's ever done. But if we had an honest vote counter, I would win California.
You think so?
Oh, I think so. I do. I see it. I go around California. They have Trump signs all over the place. It's a very dishonest Everything is mail-in. They send out 38 million ballots, I think it is, around 36, 38 million ballots. They send them. You know, when you go into a good place, because we have a lot of honest, very honest places, too. You go out to the Midwest, you go to Iowa and Idaho and, you know, places that it's they wouldn't even think about it. It's a very honest system. But think of it, 38 million, they don't have a voting booth. But when you go in, even in Florida, I went in to vote in Palm Beach. They know who I am, but still, sir, may I see you this? May I see you that? May I see your card? May they look at you, they everything. I said, it would be really very tough to cheat. In California, they don't do anything. All they do is you get a card and you're supposed to send it back. So that has to go through a mailman. It has to go through all these different things. And many people, and I'm sure you've heard this, many people get many more than one ballot. And they vote them. They vote them. They'll send in seven ballots.
But if those are the rules,
you have to win.
Then should the Republicans play hard under those rules?
The Republicans should have played much harder over the years. And this is 10, 12 years ago. It started, look, France had mail-in ballots. They went away from them because people were cheating. Anytime you have a mail-in ballot, there's going to be massive fraud. And Jimmy Carter, who's the happiest man alive today because his administration is brilliant by comparison to Harris and Biden. I put her now first because I think Biden is like gone. I don't even know where he is. He's like at a beach someplace in California.
So, you know, it's interesting going to California. I was there for a few weeks and before we got on the cruise. Many folks on the cruise happen to be from California also. Just about everybody I met there happens to support President Trump. So it's definitely a wake-up call, making you wonder what's going on in that state and others. We know the 2020 election was stolen. When did the trials for treason begin? That's what we're looking forward to, the treason. Other folks are, you know, they've been waking up to this entire system that's been used as a lie against them and wanted to check this out.
If you would have asked me on June 9th if going to Donald Trump's rally here in Las Vegas would have changed everything for me, I wouldn't have believed it. I went to his rally on my birthday because I wanted to give myself an experience. That's one thing that I promised that I would do. Last year, I decided to go skydiving for my 49th birthday. I've always wanted to go skydiving, but I always had this fear behind doing it. And that's why I made myself go skydiving. And when I tell you that I loved it, as soon as I touched the ground, I wanted to go right back up. It was a little fearful, but it's something that I pushed myself to do. And same with this election. I was a little bit fearful with going to a Trump rally because I had always seen these rallies from the way that the media wanted me to see them, never with my own eyes. And going to the Trump rally was such an eye-opening experience for me. But as a Black woman, I actually felt welcome there. And it was the opposite of what I had been shown by the media.
And so that's amazing, these folks waking up. And of course, even in Georgia, after seeing supporters, Kamala Harris didn't show up at her final stop of the day. Check this out. They were all screaming and yelling and holding their signs up for Trump. She drives on by, didn't bother going to the final stop because she knows, man, I'm in the middle of Trump country here. I better make a move and get out. Yeah, it's making a lot of moves around this entire earth. And I'm telling you, we've had issues too. CNNBC host Joe Kerman rolls his eyes and laughs after Harris economic advisor Bharat Rama tries to argue in favor of Harris's unrealized capital gains. Check this out.
Unrealized gains, taxing unrealized gains just doesn't seem fair in any sense of the word. In the very best sense, if you are taxing unrealized gains, all you're doing is pulling forward the taxes that would be paid later when someone actually sells the stock.
I think that this reaction to unrealized gains is a little funny, given that I bet that the majority of people watching right now are already paying a tax on unrealized gains. It's called a property tax.
Property tax.
When the value
property
of your home goes up, when the value of your home goes up, you pay higher taxes, even if
and
you don't sell your home.
Your value of your home never moves the way
the
stock moves, the way something
that's
else moves.
That's always the go-to answer.
It's also, property tax is a use tax. You're paying for school, for the schools, you're paying for emergency services. Those are things that make absolute sense.
And sure, and all the revenue that comes in from these unrealized gains taxes and the other taxes in the tax in the Harris plan are going to go to what creating what she calls more opportunity. It's to make sure
but
that every newborn born in this country gets
$6,000. Using the services.
Well, look, you're arguing that this is some sort of foreign concept that's completely unknown in the U.S. tax code.
It's probably unconstitutional. It's probably and it was never in anyone's intent to
it's not
to,
income.
To
not,
tax.
It's not an income tax,
and it's never going to happen. Probably.
CNNBC letting the Harris team know what they think. They don't like it either. And if they're not Trump supporters and they're watching this and they're listening to this guy come on and he's giving a little smirk there, who knows? What if he's an actor, guys? What if he's some guy who comes in and he's just there to make these guys squirm in their seats like, we're going to take more money from you on CNNBC. We're going to ruin your pocketbooks. We're going to start taking unrealized capital gains tax on you. Every time your house goes up in value, we're going to take taxes from that every year. And they're like, no, 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 you can't do that. Yes, we can. All of this playing out again with the dollar, a lot of stuff going on with Buffett, Warren Buffett selling more Bank of America stock, communist tax policy. Guys, we got this video coming out Sunday, a great interview once again with Dr. Kirk Elliott, the communist tax policy there. And I'm telling you, we hit on all kinds of things in this particular interview. And you're going to absolutely love this. You go to amweknow.com/gold. You can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott yourself. But boy, did we hit on some major, major items this time, especially that capital gains tax one, too. It was truly amazing what he has to say about all this.
It includes a 25% tax on unrealized gains for high net worth individuals. What in the world is going on?
Okay, so this is, if you were to look up communism in the dictionary, this is probably the tax policy, right? So, so this is so bad. This is actually close to a 70% tax. And let me explain how. So
70% tax. And he explains, and you guys don't want to miss the interview that we do this Sunday coming up September 1st. Boy, it is a doozy for sure. Also, just wanted to show you that President Trump has been retruthing out some interesting things. One of those was, never has a president left office to collude with others to impede the next sitting president of the United States of America until Obama. Spygate. Well, that particular picture that you're looking at on your screen happens to come from a Q drop 3661. Ask yourself a very simple question. Why? The why will be publicly answered soon. Dark to light. He's posting this stuff and it's driving the mainstream media crazy. As a matter of fact, Trump's press secretary turns the tables on CNN when asked about Trump's late night rant, Truth Social post, dealing with Q.
Ability. Why was Donald Trump over the last 36 hours on his social media reposting slogans from QAnon and reposting misogynistic, sexist content about Vice President Harris?
Oh, misogynist, sexist comments. And then he puts his eyebrows up in there. Yeah, you know, I'm a diehard liberal. You better answer me. I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to give you the adjectives that go with the Q talking points. I want people out there that are listening to me to know that Q is dangerous and he shouldn't be posting this stuff. Let's hear her answer.
Well, look, I don't think your viewers at home are concerned about social media posts. I think they are concerned with the news of the day. And the news of the day is that a Venezuelan illegal immigrant crime gang has taken over a hotel in rural Colorado because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's open border policies. The news of the day is that, again, gasoline prices are 50% higher today than they were under Donald
Trump.
And he tries to cut her off. Of course. Of course, the Washington Compost is out there, 24 hours of Trump, QAnon tributes, crude attacks, and hawking pieces of suit. Donald Trump's embrace of RFK Jr. exposes the campaign's QAnon strategy, says Salon. Los Angeles Times, they're after it. AP, Reuters, remember, FBI warns that QAnon followers could engage in real-world violence. Really? That was June 15, 2021. Fast forward to August 29, 2024, FBI failed to properly investigate some child sexual assault allegations. And you know what? All they had to do was go to the Q board, find out who's doing all the child sexual assault in our political sphere with former presidents and more. Oh, yeah. Find out who went to Epstein Island. Oh, yeah. They would have done their job, those folks would be gone. Well, they probably are, and we're probably watching a movie, but that's just my opinion. So again, they're all in cahoots again. MSNBC, they're after QAnon too.
These are the images that he's reposting on his Truth Social. Can you walk?
And then they call it QAnon. It's Q, and then you have Anons.
Let's through some of them, Garrett.
This is wild stuff, Katie. I don't have any other way to explain it. This is Trump reposting memes he sees from his fans on Truth Social. This one showing his political opponents in jumpsuits. There's another one in which he talks about military tribunals, locking up members of the January 6th committee. There are several that use QAnon propaganda about the storm coming and the, you know, where we go one, we go all acronym that some people have become familiar with. It is so strikingly different from the content that Trump's campaign is posting on his behalf on X, where it's seen by many millions more people. What you're getting here is essentially fan service for the most fervent elements of Trump's political base.
So again, they're allowed to bring it up. They're allowed to talk about it on their networks without getting taken down. But we're not allowed to talk about it. Yeah, remember, all the politicians got together and they said, you know, we're going to sign this bill that shows that anybody that follows Q puts that out on social media or on YouTube, or like they need to be taken down because we're getting tired of being exposed. And we were taken down in 2020. They used that to get us down right before the election of 2020 because they knew we were going to uncover how they stole it. So, of course, the retruths are there. Hold the line. Justice is coming. I'm showing it on your screen. He did retruth this one. This is not another four-year election, returning power to the people. All roads lead to Obama. In the end, God wins. These are all from the Q board. Nothing can stop what's coming. Spygate. You see that? It's all playing out. Of course, if you go to Grasshopper, he has wonderful connections all the time with many others that do this, do great work out there. He's not the only one. It's just one that just makes it simple for me to share. 17-second video posted by President Trump on August 29th. Both times, at one at 8:54 a.m., one at 8:57. We'll go to 8:54 on the cue board because it matches that timestamp of 8:54 a.m. is the stage set for a drop of HRC. We have it all. The nail in many coffins, liberal undo, impossible to defend, toxic to those connected. They're in big trouble. Folks, we have to work together. Well, we are working together now with RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, all these other Dems that are coming over. We are only as strong as your voice. You must organize and be heard. Do you believe in coincidences? It's only the beginning. Only the beginning. And so I'm going to show you this clip also, not the whole thing, but even CNN. See, remember, they get together. They have to figure out who to go after, and they're going to go after the board also because they're all working together to ensure that folks are scared and thinking the bad people that follow Q are just terrible.
In the United States, who wants to be the next president, is now directly spreading the slogans of the conspiracy cult QAnon, as well as posting a crude, sexist, and misogynistic slur online. Reposting, to be precise, which means he didn't come up with it himself, but liked it so much that he wanted the rest of the world to see it, which is both a gentle introduction and a warning. One posting of several uses two QAnon catchphrases. Nothing can stop what is coming, which refers to this.
And of course, he goes through each one. And why do I say that this is important that he goes through each one? It's amazing because this comes from Truth Social. Thank you, Kim Runner, because she actually points this out. Retweeting memes on Truth. Can you imagine what it would be if Q actually posted? So all of these things that were posted long time ago are being retruthed so we can come back to it. Well, then when these mainstream media networks are posting these things, guess what? People that never pay attention to it are now seeing all of these people in jumpsuits. Kamala, Biden, Shifty Schiff, and all them. They're probably like, oh, I didn't know that they had memes out there like that from people that don't pay attention to things like this. They're now seeing it. And of course, they had one for all to see there for Kamala and Clinton.
And then there is this, a photo of Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton. The caption, which I'm not going to read out, is demeaning of both women and contains a vulgar reference to oral sex acts. Now, remember, again.
So, again, that's out there for them to see. I'm not going to play all of this sickness that he uses in his adjectives, because this guy's in big trouble, if not already, if he's not cooperating already. But it's just interesting that all of a sudden they got him. All the folks paying attention once again to Q. And also, some other things just to share with you before we close out. Did you guys know that there's a video that shows armed gang of Venezuelan illegals taking over an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado? That's right. Also, a group of illegal migrants in San Diego County, California, tried to hijack two school buses full of elementary and middle school kids from the Jamul Dezura Union District on Highway 94. The Venezuela government released them from their prisons. Mayorkas flew them to the selected destinations in the United States. Who in the United States provided them with the weapons of war? How did they get these weapons that you're looking at on your screen? Unbelievable how this is playing out for all of America.
Buildings are actually under the same ownership, out-of-state ownership, that have fallen to these Venezuelan gangs. I'm trying to walk it back and do the investigation as to how there's a concentration of Venezuelans in these three buildings. Somebody put them there and somebody funded it, whether it's federal government or not. We're trying to find out who these gangs apparently are attracted to, where there's a concentration of Venezuelan migrants. And so,
and that's Mike Coffin, Aurora, Colorado mayor. It's information that just keeps flying at us day in and day out. Other stuff, you know, public schools are open. So public schools in Kentucky, they're attempting to teach first graders about sexual orientation and gender identity. It's grooming. Teachers are planning on indoctrinating six-year-olds with woke leftist gender ideology, which will be undoubtedly damaging to the countless children. Why is this not illegal? How about teaching six-year-olds how to read or write in their with their names instead? You're showing, looking at your screen, this is a letter on the right side to a parent asking them, did you want your children to participate in this, yes or no? Of course, they check no. And then, of course, when RFK Jr. comes out and wants to make America healthy again, and he starts sharing all the bad things about processed foods, well, what if Time puts out an article? What if ultra-processed foods aren't as bad as you think? The media, right? A few seconds after RFK Jr. wants to make America healthy again. Here's another interview with him.
We have the highest chronic disease burden of any country in the world, and it's destroying us. It's $4.3 trillion a year. It's costing our country five times the military budget. When my uncle was president, the medical expenditures on chronic disease were zero. Today, it's 95% of our healthcare expenditures. It's sinking our country. And we're getting sicker and sicker. We're paying twice what Europeans do for healthcare. We have the worst healthcare outcomes in the world. It's all because we're being mass poisoned by processed foods, by pesticides, by chemicals, and by pharmaceutical drugs. And there's a series of industries that actually make money by keeping us sick. And it's not just industries, but it's the med schools, the hospitals. Insurance companies you would think would want us healthy, but they actually make more money if we get sicker. And then, of course, the pharmaceutical companies, if you have a chronic disease, you're a lifetime patient. This drug, Ozempic, costs $1,500 for a week. And there's now a bill before Congress that would force the insurance companies, Medicare, to pay for it for every American who's obese. Well, that's 74% of our population.
Right.
That's going to be $3 trillion a year. And for a tiny fraction of that, you could give every American three meals a day of organic food and diabetes would disappear overnight. You know, diabetes is treatable with food,
right,
with exercise, and obesity is.
He continues on interviews. President Trump's doing the interviews with Dr. Phil. RFK Jr.'s on interviews with Dr. Phil. The wake-up that we need in our country is tremendous, spiritually and physically. Fight by Guarding Your Mind was put out by Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. His Substack I put in the description box below the video. He put out an article and he gave a summary. We all need to be vigilant in guarding our minds in these next few months. We know that the enemy is desperate, stupid, and angry. Spiritual awakening is occurring around the planet as so much evil has been unveiled to those who used to remain in ignorance. This causes the IQ level of the world to continue to rise while a cry for justice to occur becomes louder. They just tried to assassinate President Trump and failed. Their COVID plan backfired and woke up millions. They framed Trump for treason. This also failed miserably. If the enemy cannot bring out another event, they will certainly try to pressure all of us individually in our own unique ways. They may attack us through family turmoil, broken relationships, mental anguish, loneliness, or spiritual pressure. This is why we must all take as much accountability as we can over the thoughts we allow in our minds, and especially in dealing with those that can't get on board with our thoughts. Again, RFK Jr. in that interview with Tucker Carlson reminding us how we talk to people who don't agree with us.
And somebody gets subsumed in an orthodoxy. It's very, very difficult to unravel it. And there are all kinds of psychiatric treatises about how do you deprogram somebody.
How do you deprogram somebody?
Oh, how do you talk somebody out of an orthodoxy? And you know, the little that I know about it is that if you challenge them directly, you challenge their belief, it pours concrete on it. And it makes them less able to move off that, or they get very defensive. And that, you know, the way to approach them, there are ways to approach them. There's deprogramming protocols, and they usually include a lot of Socratic method of asking them questions about their belief. But it's a one-on-one project enterprise. And it's not something that you can do with the whole Democratic Party overnight. Something has to happen that's going to make this, you know, this tribal thinking unravel, because it's really destroying our country.
Something has to happen to make this unravel. What has to happen? How about waking people up instead of listening to us? They get affected in their pocketbooks, in their neighborhoods, and more.
And the polarization, which is happening on both sides, is put on steroids by these social media algorithms that reward people for staying on the site as long as possible. So the algorithm knows is I've got to keep as many eyeballs on the site as possible. It turns out that the way people stay on the site is if you fortify their existing opinions.
Of course.
If you feed them information that consolidates their worldview.
Yes.
And so, you know, we have this problem now where it's not just polarization like the Civil War, but it's polarization on steroids, because you've got machines that are manipulating us to hate each other more every single day.
There's machines manipulating you through algorithms. So when you're in social media, social media feeds you those things that they believe you want to see. So if you're a liberal, you're just going to get fed liberal stuff. It's hard to deprogram them. Kind of reminded me when I was listening to him about asking people questions to get them out of their conundrum of, you know, lies that are continue to pour into their minds. It reminded me of in Scripture where you had the Pharisees approaching Jesus Christ. And it says the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle Jesus in his talk. Remember, they're always looking for ways to stop him. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher," talking to Jesus, "we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus perceived their wickedness. And he said, and here's the cool part. He didn't answer them. He gave them a question. "Why do you test me, you hypocrites, you actors? Show me the tax money." So they brought him a denarius. Like, oh, he asked us a question. Give him some money. And he said to them, "Whose image and description is this?" And they said to him, "Caesar." So Caesar was on that particular coin. And I believe on those coins, if you look and do your history study, I don't have it with me now, but I believe that said Caesar is God on it. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they had heard these words, they marveled. They left him and went their way. Interesting, because he just separated. Caesar's not God. You give to Caesar the taxes due him, and then you give to God what's God's. He separated them. There's only one God. There's only one human called Caesar. They marveled. Folks will marvel when we ask questions. Think of ways that we can do that. We'll have to discuss that in the future. For now, I just wanted to make sure you know we're up against some huge, huge things coming up in this upcoming election. Folks are being attacked for asking President Trump to attend. It doesn't matter. Many are standing up now, and they're fighting back for our country in different ways, through memes, through movies, and more. And we're watching the unraveling of the Democratic Party. They're falling apart. These folks right here know they're in huge trouble. They thought they were going to get by with it back in 2020 when they won. They know they're in huge trouble once again, if they haven't already been taken away. Many of us believe they've already been taken away, and we're watching actors. We shall see. But for the most part, we have to share information that we gather so that this election, regardless of what you think is happening behind the scenes, can be done in such a way that God will receive the glory and that we will see freedom. But it has to start in our churches. We have to see people repent and turn back to our Heavenly Father and back to His holy word. It has to start there. I hope that we all will learn lessons moving forward and see many come to know Him personally.
"For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for continued guidance in so many different ways. Thank you for the strength that you're giving President Trump and his staff to move around, do interviews, go in front of thousands and thousands of people every single day to get the word out on this upcoming election, which is so important in so many ways. We know that you already have a plan for each and every one of us. We ask that you would continue to guide and protect our hearts, our minds. Help us to come up with the right questions to ask those who disagree with us in so many ways. We definitely need your help in loving them. We need your help at all times. Thank you so much that we have a direct line to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that we can come boldly before your throne with our requests. An amazing Heavenly Father we serve. Thank you for the protection you provide us and over the president, and also the many families that are out there. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for hanging around. This is a little longer than normal, but I figured we're going into the weekend, and I had a lot to share. We have so much to go through this weekend, and we're getting closer, right? We're ending September. It's already here. Then we'll have October, and before you know it, the election. So what an amazing few months we have left. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep looking around and watch out. Please hit that subscribe button and share button if you would, and the like button. We really appreciate your support there. And don't forget, we've got so many things for you to celebrate with in the description box below. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
This is Trump reposting memes he sees from his fans on Truth Social. This one showing his political opponents in jumpsuits. There's another one in which he talks about military tribunals, locking up members of the January 6th committee. There are several that use QAnon propaganda about the storm coming and the, you know, where we go one, we go all acronym that some people have become familiar with. It is so strikingly different from the content that Trump's campaign is posting.